Welcome to the Gonzo Chronicles. This is Cyrus Alderwood. Your mom is so fat, she gets her ass gets home about 10 minutes after she does. Hey, thanks to these cats from Blues Hammer for this cool bumper music, man. It's kind of nice to use some from time to time. Hey, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Let me go ahead and shut the music down here. Thanks to Patsy and those cats from Blues Hammer. Hey, I'm about to go on a rant here. I got some feedback from my last podcast, last episode, where I talked about NASA and landing on Mars, back on Mars again. And I went on a little bit of a rant about China, and believe it or not, it's nice to get some feedback. I heard from three or four people about that particular episode, and I wanted to, I'm not going to get into too much detail, okay, but I'm going to make a couple of very bold statements about that particular portion of the show, working with China, and in the next part of the show, stick around, because you're going to learn about this weird urban legend. It's been around for a century, called Seven Sisters Road. Yeah. It was kind of creepy. Like, when I first read it, I was like, wow, that's right in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska. A legend about, well, Seven Sisters Road. You're going to hear about it. Now, I'd never heard of Seven Sisters Road until about last week. I've heard of Seven Bridges Road, that song by the Eagles. Is it the Eagles? I think it's Eagles. Don't let my inner Lebowski come out. Like, man, I hate the Eagles. Yeah, you know, stick around. That's a cool legend. We're going to get into that in just a few minutes. So I'm going to keep today's episode a little short. But I wanted to actually just, you know, take some time to kind of reach out to the audience and touch base with me. A friend of mine actually asked when he heard it. It's like, are you trying to get on the hit list of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party? I kind of chuckled and laughed. Like, yeah, maybe, you know. Because I really said some damning things about the Chinese Communist Party last time. And I didn't say damning things about the Chinese people, but the Communist Party is a different beast altogether. And the way that this, the lack of care of human rights, is just, it's been concerning since I was a young man and watched Tiananmen Square happen live on TV. At that point, that's when my radar went up about, hey, these people are probably not very good people. What's going on in that country? And being a person who, like, growing up in the 80s, seeing, like, the peak and the height and then the collapse of the Cold War with the Soviet Union, East versus West, you know, our way of life here in the West versus communism. And, you know, never been a big fan of commies. Even those commies that are, like, you know, bred in our college institutions these days, which I'm not going to get into. But, you know, nonetheless, communism is a very, very dangerous thing. There's way too many people in our streets protesting, wanting shit that's very similar. It's evil, okay? But I'm going to get back into a little bit about... one person asked when I made mention of the Uyghurs to go look that up. I think they thought they misheard me pronounce... they thought they heard me say something else. I did not say something else. I said Uyghurs. And so I wanted to jump in here and just to let you know a little bit about what that is. And again, don't take my word for anything. Go do your own research. I think you'll find a lot of really, really scary and interesting things when you go look up what's going on in China. Now, who are the Uyghurs? They live in the, I think it's a northwestern province in Russia. And it's spelled U-I-G-H-U-R-S. So jot that down, U-I-G-H-U-R-S. They're Muslims and mostly of, like, Turkish ethnicity. They speak their own language out there in that part of China. There's probably 11 to 12 million Uyghurs that live in China, last estimated. But what China has done they're anti-religion, any religion. And what they do underground to Christians and Christian ministers and people that get caught, you know, preaching the word of God over there in Christianity is horrendous. But they make, well, they've denied that they've done this, but they've been caught red-handed. They actually have rounded up over 1 million Uyghurs and have put them in concentration camps. As a matter of fact, the Australians, this was from 3 or 4 years ago, the Australians actually found evidence of more than 380 of these camps. And inside these camps, the detainees that have escaped have reported systematic rape. That is just one of the crimes that's happening to the Uyghurs that are held in concentration camps. And when I say concentration camps, I mean freaking concentration camps, re-education camps. Think Nazi Germany in the 1930s. That is, and are you saying, hey, Cyrus, are you saying that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is the same as the Nazi Party? Well, they have different ideologies because, but are they just as dangerous? Yes, absolutely. China right now, under the leadership of the CCP, is Nazi Germany in 1935-36. I'm just flat out saying it. And I'm telling you because there's a couple of things that's going on a lot of people don't realize because the damn news will never report it to you, which is why I never trust any really mainstream news sources. I just don't. I learn more by doing my own research on stuff that they won't even bother reporting that the rest of us probably ought to know. And I'm going to tie it into NASA here in just a minute, and then I'm going to get into this urban legend. One of the things that they've done there on those in those concentration camps is they have put up factories inside each concentration camp, and they forced these Muslims to enforce labor, and it's very brutal. According to people who have managed to get out and report this. And this is, and not only that, but they're conducting a genocide. They're working these people to death for no other reason than the fact that they're Muslim and they don't allow religion in their country, no more than they allow freedom of speech. And I guess we can thank Google and Facebook and all of our big tech people here that also operate in China for giving them the technology, especially Google, giving them the technology to read everybody's information and censor people because they see dollar signs. They don't see human rights violations. They don't see that they're working with, well, they know what's going on, these big companies here in our country that work in China. They know what's going on. As a matter of fact, Disney just had one of their big movies that they made. Was it Mulan? I don't know. I'm not. One of the big movies they made was actually near the area where the Uyghurs were being kept in concentration camps. And they just turn a blind eye like they don't see it because they see dollar signs because they'll pay for the movies. China owns most of Hollywood right now. A lot of people don't know that. They've went in and bought up so much of Hollywood that you got to wonder what kind of shit they're pumping out. Is it going to be kind of communist propaganda? Probably, subtly. You know, they're no stranger to subliminal messaging, for God's sake. And neither is Hollywood. But, you know, that's they've rounded these people up into concentration camps for no other reason than the fact that they're Muslim. Now, my question is, why is CNN not reporting on this? Why does Fox News not report on this? I mean, let's hit both sides. You know, if people want to be conservative, Republican, liberal, Democrat, whatever. But these are human rights abuses that are happening to people just because of their religion. So why are they not doing anything about it? Why are they not reporting this? And these, they use, like I said, forced labor. Women are forcibly sterilized. Women that do get pregnant from the systematic rape, they have forced abortions. They've separated their children from the parents. We're all up in arms about kids at the border that they see that are in cages and don't have their parents there with them or whatever the hell they're raising hell about now. All these kids are ripped out of the hands of their parents and taken to other re-education camps where they pledge loyalty and their honor and their religion to the Chinese Communist Party, to communism, because that is their god now. That is what they're brainwashing these children with. Government is your god. Yeah, let that sink in, because how many of these politicians around here think they're god in our country? But anyway, that aside the point, another thing that the news media has never really reported on is the use the abuse of organ harvesting in China. Now, right after 9/11 happened, there was a report that came out. I think maybe it was the New York Post, maybe, that was following something that saw a spike in globally in people who were getting organ transplants. Okay, well, yeah, but where does all of a sudden the spike come from? Because you have to have organs that match for people to do these things. Well, apparently, and then China has denied this as well, but it has been caught by many in the West that this is what's going on. Video has now escaped. It's 2021. You can find video, some of it on the dark web, from what I understand, but of organ harvesting. Now, what is organ harvesting? They're not taking dead people and taking their organs, even though they didn't sign a thing that, you know, they want to be a donor. No, people that are in prison, especially political prisoners, people who oppose the CCP or oppose to communism, that are thrown in jail for their ideology. It's like Republicans rounding up Democrats and throwing them in jail for who they voted for, or Democrats, and many of them saying, obviously on CNN, rounding up people who voted for Trump and throwing them in jail for the way they voted, or sending them to a re-education camp. We can't dance around with this kind of bullshit. We can't. Freedom is at stake. Liberty is at stake. But they don't have that in China. So they'll actually forcibly take organs from prisoners without their consent. A lot of times with very minimal anesthesia, or even localized anesthesia, because they don't care about their pain, and they will remove those organs and they will sell those on the black market. Actually, they've made a market out of it over there anyway. The CCP has selling these organs all over the place. So yes, they have forced organ harvesting. Man, let that set in. That is frightening. Now, the next thing that's frightening to me that touches base on NASA is Biden's pick to lead NASA, I guess, is supposed set to go before Congress soon. And that particular person is Congressman Bill Nelson. He's a Democrat from Florida. And so he's jockeying around to lead, you know, the America's Space Agency. Well, the problem with that is that Bill Nelson actually has a history of having huge investments tied to Chinese technology giant firms. And he is a very strong advocate for total cooperation with China in space. Now, that's hitting a little bit too close to home to me for a country, or not a, well, yeah, a country, but the Chinese Communist Party, which we would be working with, who has not only stolen trillions of dollars of our intellectual property, they've hacked in and stolen state trade secrets, state military secrets. They've hacked into every company for a corporate espionage that they can get their hands on. And they've used their undue influence to, you know, coerce to get their way in many, many a thing. And that's why they've caught up. Now, if you live under a communist regime, you don't have the brain power, the resources, per se, let's say that. I mean, there are a lot of smart people, but you don't have the resources to catch up to a capitalist country in regards to technology and advancement. You just can't. That's why they steal everything. And now suddenly they're caught up and trying to jump ahead and to be a military dominant threat in the world. They want to be the main superpower of the world. Now, do you want a country that actually rounds people up for their religion, throws them in concentration camps, take their children, put them in re-education camps to declare and brainwash to be loyal to the state, that commits genocide, forced rape, forced labor, and harvest organs from people they consider political enemies or just anybody in prison that they decide to imprison at all, forcing people to give up their organs while they're alive, and then lying about all of it when people have evidence out the ass, they are akin to the Nazis in the 1930s. Do you really want to have somebody that is that close to China running NASA to give all those secrets? Because in that last episode that I talked about a lot of the great things that come from NASA and just our space exploration in regards to technology and communication. Wow. I can't even believe that guy is a thought to be a pick for this. Like, it just blows my mind. It just blows my mind. So don't take my word for any of this stuff. Go look up Chinese organ harvesting. I think people were onto that in 2001 after 9/11. New York Post wrote a little piece on the Uyghurs maybe a year or two ago. But, you know, here's my other question. After 9/11 and all the issues that we've had and having our troops in the Middle East, and a lot of people, you know, I mean, we definitely, I think, my opinion, we need to be out of there. But where is Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, Qatar, UAE? Where are all these Muslim countries up in arms about people being rounded up in concentration camps and forced labor camps for being Muslim? Well, they certainly have a lot of economic ties to China and some of these tyrannical regimes that run in the Middle East. And let's face it, these aren't democracies. They're not. These people who run these countries are not angels. They're not. But man, China must really have a stronghold that you don't see people up in arms and going over there trying to free those people from concentration camps. Yeah, scary, isn't it? How much of a stronghold do they have that even, you know, people in the Muslim world won't even go over and try to, and you don't even hear about it in, like, even on their news. So, do they know or do they care? I know they know, but do they care? That's the question. Anyway, that was to address those who had said, what the hell was with that rant about China? So, now you know a little bit more about what I've looked up. So, go look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. And, you know, if you don't want China running NASA, man, you might want to call your congressman and say, hey, this Bill Nelson guy's a little too close to comfort. Now, I don't know anything about Bill Nelson's voting record. I'm not getting into any of that, whether you support him or not support him. But somebody that's that close to, you know, that's been friendly to big tech oligarchs over in big tech in China, yeah, I might be willing to back off from that guy. So let's hope the folks in the Biden administration wake up to that. And if they don't, they know what's going on in China, too, and they know his stance. So if they don't, it's probably for a reason. And I'll not get into that either. But nonetheless, and it's really, really frustrating. But hey, let's move forward. Let's get off the international stuff. But yeah, those guys are the Nazis of the 30s. I said so. But hey, we got bigger fish to fry. We had a cool urban legend. I know I don't get a lot of feedback from listeners, even though I do this show for you and it's fun. So feel free, like I said, to drop emails, and if you have show suggestions or guest suggestions, let me know. But you know, of all those who downloaded and listened to the podcast, I wonder if there are any from Nebraska, because there is a little town in Nebraska called Oto. It's in Oto County. And it's near a place called Nebraska City. Now, I looked up Oto and town of Oto and Oto County. Oto is actually, it's named after an Indian tribe that was there long ago. And it was named Little Berlin. I didn't know that. I had to look it up. It was named Little Berlin because there's a lot of people of German and Austrian background there. So back when World War I broke out, there was a lot of backlash, and people were really pissed off just in general because there was a lot of anti-German sentiment. So they ended up changing the name of the town. Right, it's really interesting. Now, the town is incredibly small. We're talking 180 people max in the last census, 2010 census. Now, back in 2000, I think it was like, might have been like 250. I mean, I don't know. It's always been a really small area. That's a farming area. So I imagine anybody who's not in farming probably has to drive somewhere else to work because it's just too small of a town to really have any kind of, you know, other than maybe a few service jobs, a diner here and there, you know, gas station, this and the other. But small town, long history. But it's located in the southeast part of Nebraska and in Oto County, which only has about 16,000 people there too. Small place, very small place, place where everybody knows everybody. But located in that town is an old path that the locals know as Seven Sisters Road. And according to local legend, seven women were murdered there in the early 1900s. And, of course, you know, it's urban legend, so you're not really going to find any verifying evidence. And I tried to search local news, going, but I you know, it's for a town that small, trying to find any kind of local news, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. However, this grisly urban legend, which has been going around for more than a century, says that there was once a young man who lived along this meandering road in the area, and it had seven hills. Now, they're kind of rolling hills, so I'm not talking like mountainous, just rolling little hills, okay? He was residing on a farm in the southeast of Nebraska City. He lived with his parents and his seven sisters. So according to this legend, after having this big blowout argument with his family, he was way pissed. So that night, he hides in the woods. And when his parents leave the house one evening, then one by one, he either forced his sisters outside or lured them outside somehow. And then he led them to the top of each hill. For a sister, he led out to the first hill and hung her. Hung her from a tree until she was dead. Until he got to each sister, one on each rolling hill. Killed all seven. So afterwards, no one knows what happened to the bodies or to the brother who did this, apparently, allegedly. No official reports have been found to substantiate the hangings, but this legend persists. So Seven Sisters Road was built through the hills years after the rumored murders, and the hanging trees have all been chopped down. The hills themselves actually have been altered because, you know, people, you know, over time they build or put roads in, and only four of the hills actually are prominent now in that area of Otoe, Nebraska. But since that evening, all those, you know, century ago, the area is said to be haunted by these women's restless spirits. And a lot of tall tales have been told over the years, including people saying they've heard the sound of just women who are terrified screaming at the top of their lungs for help. And others said they've heard bells ring, that they don't know where they're coming. There's no bells there, but they hear bells ring that come from a nearby private cemetery. And some have said that they've heard bells ring, but it'll ring seven times. Now, that's, you know, obviously interesting, but they can't find it. But no one's found out where, but they think it was a private cemetery that was nearby. A lot of people who have driven through the area, they've had reports of people having problems with their cars stalling as they drive through that, right through that little stretch. Headlights dimming in and out. The speedometer's freezing. Windows, their car windows will roll up and down automatically on their own. So there have been reports of all this. Some people have said they've even seen shadow figures in the darkness as they drive by. Some have actually said they've seen shadow figures with red eyes that look like they're watching them from the hills. And another thing that they've read that was reported was wind changes. Like they'll be, you know, from calmness to like this whipping wind coming through. Now, there are no valleys. It's just these little hills. So there's nothing, but, you know, so they can't really explain a sudden wind change like that. But nonetheless, over the years, excuse me, people went to investigate and look at the creepy road. Paranormal groups have went in and they've lined up. Excuse me. And even paranormal groups have said that they, you know, still report strange activity. Probably nothing verifiable, but, you know, nonetheless, Seven Sisters Road. Today it's called L Street. Excuse me while I cough this out. So like I was saying, today this is called L Street. It's about 5 miles southeast of Nebraska City. Yeah, The Legend of Seven Sisters Road. I thought that was quite creepy. Got good feedback from the previous episodes I did about urban legends. We even had a guest on once talking about them. So, there are countless urban legends out there, so I'm sure we're going to be doing a whole lot more shows on these. But in the meantime, if you're interested in the whole China situation, go look it up. And what's your favorite urban legend while we're on the topic? Is there an urban legend you want to share with me, and I'll read on the air? I'll read on the next show or a future show. If so, just drop me a quick email, cyrus.alderwood@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Just look for the Gonzo Chronicles, and you can email me there. I'm also under Cyrus Alderwood, and author Cyrus Alderwood on Facebook. So I even get a little chippy on Twitter from time to time. Hey, but thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. I really thank those who listened and had the questions on what the hell I was talking about last time. But, yeah, it's a concerning issue of our day. I know people always ask, leading up to World War II, how did we get the situation? Well, this is how we get in the situation. We have people that are unresponsive to powers. You know, it's just not calling out for a war with these people, because but we certainly need to do what we can do to block and thwart the CCP at any and all costs. These people are not our friends. And neither are ghosts and spooks that stand on the side of the road with red eyes. So thanks again for tuning in. Drop me your favorite urban legend, and we'll do this again. Thanks for stopping by, and I will see you down the road.